Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
This is the sound of time.
And of course, the time being, well, time for my Relics and Rarities show. Playing all those cool hit 45s and those records that fell through the cracks, those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Coming to you from the No Static Attic, I'm your pirate broadcaster, your record geek, Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show. Crazy instrumentals. In 1961 out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, on the Angela record label, Angie and the Citations, and a tune called Headache. Yes, I don't have a headache. I'm ready to rock and roll, bringing you some great soul out of Chicago with the sound of the Esquires.
Do this with you.
Do the Rave doing my thing, that's for sure. Love that record. Thank you, Gary Mason. Just called me up. He said, Dave the Rave, they're not from Chicago. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Esquires. And get on up. And here's another band called the Esquires.
I'd like to be with all my life, but you're not done, girl, with giving every boy a try. Settle down, girl, it's not asking a lot to settle down, girl, before you lose all that you've got. Settle down. Say you don't want to ever be tied down, but if you're a wild girl,
thought the record ended and I disappeared, went to the men's room or something. No, kind of a false ending in the middle of the record there. From the summer of 1967, a band out of Springfield, Missouri, the group called the Esquires, and a tune called Settle Down. Yes, well, if I find that mover, I'll settle down. Yes, where is she? What? Newark, New Jersey! She comes just walking down the street. She's a mover, that's for sure. She comes walking out the door. She's like an angel sent from Venus. Sir Douglas Quintet, April of 1965, reaching number 13 on the Billboard charts. She's about a mover. Of course, until she's ready to settle down, I'm thinking about all those, That's for sure. Can't argue with that. Phil Everly tune is done by The Preachers. 1966 on the Righteous Brothers record label, RE record label, Righteous Entertainment. Yes, it of course also became a hit for Eddie Hodges in like about 1962. The Preachers and Girls, Girls, Girls.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! It's another Dave the Rave Sure Shot!
Jumping up and down, I'm going crazy. Love that record. Great fraternity rock and roll, Swingin' Medallions. The song originally done by Dick Holler and the Holidays. Double shot of my baby's love. Yes, I want to get a double shot of my baby's love. Well, she's so fine, and from the first time I met her, I knew that I wanted her to be by my side.
I've been a rolling stone.
Want You By My Side. What a stone smash that is. Former Day of the Rave Discover of the Week from the Changing Colors, December of 68. Want You By My Side. Yes, you are so pretty. For all the pretty women out there, Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
So pretty, ladies, Ciara, Roy Orbison, number one record in the summer of 64. This is Relics and Rarities.
Talk, 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 talk.
More than just the hits.
My request.
And what a great request this is. I actually got a story about this particular record. I do. So I get this phone call last week from David Bennett, Hazlitt, New Jersey. He says, hey, Dave the Rave, I want to hear a song. I got a really cool request for you, kind of a lost 45. Record that came out in September of 69, peaking on the Billboard charts at like number 126, yes. But he remembers hearing it on a local station that where he grew up, WCTC in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And he asked me for It's a Beautiful Day by the Buckinghams. And I'm like, they never did a song called It's a Beautiful Day. It must have been some other group. Sing it to me. And I kept asking him to sing me the record. He's like, no, it's by the Buckinghams. And I thought he was just trying to, you know, guess at that. And then he admits to actually having the record. I was like, wait a second. You actually have the record? The Buckinghams, It's a Beautiful Day? Because I just didn't recall the record. Well, turns out it was on a CD that I had in my collection, but I did not have this particular Buckingham 45. Now I do, because I went to eBay and I bought it, but I can't believe that there was a Buckingham 45 not in my collection. So thank you for this very cool request, David Bennett, Hazlitt, New Jersey. Thank you so much for that phone call. If there's a lost 45 that you're looking for, well, you give me a call as well. 609-948-4487. Here is your request, Mr. Bennett. A cool record indeed here by the Buckinghams.
It's a beautiful day for loving, only for lovin'.
It's a Beautiful Day for Loving. The Buckinghams, cool record to be there from September of 69. Thank you so much, David Bennett. You got me. I met my match in you, man. You know all the cool records, that's for sure. Speaking of cool, here's Stevie Wonder. Yes, you met your match, and maybe you met your match on last week's Mystery Oldie 45. It's where I play a 45. You get one guess only, to tell me who's doing the record. And this was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Yes, I wonder if we got ourselves a winner. We'll find out shortly.
She can run, they call her Little Miss Hip Shake. Yeah, Little
Yes, that was my Mystery Holy 45. I don't know, did we stump anybody? Creedence Clearwater Revival? Nah, Tyrannosaurus Rex that did Bang a Gong? Nah, it wasn't them either. It was actually Mungo Jerry, the group that, of course, had the big hit of In the Summertime. Mungo Jerry and a 45 that came out in 73, August of 73. Mungo Jerry, Little Miss Hipshake. 45 that came out on the Bell record label. And I didn't stump everybody, no. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, he knew Mungo Jerry, along with Kevin Buxton in Campbellsport, Wisconsin, Kelly Willoshin, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, Larry and Don Kukin, South Plainfield, New Jersey, down in South Beach, Florida, Santi, Bill and Debbie Weiner in Mooresville, North Carolina, and Carol Sigismondi, Edison, New Jersey. They all knew it indeed was Mungo Jerry, so congratulations to the winners. I have another Mystery Oldie coming up for you shortly.
Sunday morning, up with the lark, I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her, I know that she'll say,
I'd like to think it's a beautiful Sunday. Daniel Boone out of England. Top 15 record in the summer of 1972.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Good feeling. It's a good feeling. It'll start your heart and soul to reeling. It's a good feeling.
course, playing all these cool records for you. Data Rave, your record geek. I got a good feeling. The Falcons on the Big Wheel record label. And a tune called Good Feeling.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Somewhere deep in the heart of Jersey, there's a guy with a huge record collection, a microphone, and a homemade antenna broadcasting to the world. That man is Dave the Rave. This is Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
First heard that record, it just blew me away. For the fall of 1968, picking at number 32 in the Billboard Top 100 charts, The Equals, Baby Come Back. Well, I'm back with my mystery oldie 45. Yes, we played just for fun. Although one of these days we may have some stuff to give away. That's something in the future. But you get one guess only. Got to tell me who's doing the record. And, of course, you can contact me by phone, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. I'm taking your calls right now, and I'll take them for a little bit of time after the show as well. So if you figure it out, just call me up, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, the email address, dave@davetherave.com. For those of you on Facebook, send me a private message only. Please do not post your answer where everybody can see your guess. Okay, private message only. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everybody as we play Mystery Oldie.
Hey, 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 yeah. Come on, all you surfers, and grab a girl. It's wipeout time, we're gonna shoot the curl.
Yeah. Beach Boys?
No!
Is it Janet Dean?
No!
Is it my surf bunny?
Yeah!
Yo, we're going up and down and up and down we go.
Goody,
goody, again. Oh, baby, make me know you love me so.
All right, again, Betty,
yeah, yeah, let's surf again.
Oh,
like we did last
yeah.
summer. Yeah,
oh,
let's
oh,
surf
yeah.
again.
Oh,
like we did
oh,
last
yeah.
year. Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
I said yeah. Whoa, there's Chubby Checker. Hey, Chubby, watch out for that wave.
Yeah, Yara's not chubby, and I see her. That's my Mystery Oldie 45. One guess only. Once again, call me up right now, 609-948-4487, or email me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com. Who did that last record? Yeah, this is probably the best place to go surfing.
Checking out the parties for a surfer girl.
Summer of 1963 for Jan and Dean. Right around this time, it was climbing up the charts, eventually becoming a number one record. Surf City with his two girls for every boy. That sounds like pretty good odds. This is Relics and Rarities. More than just the hits.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week in the fall of 66.
Oh,
Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week there on the Date record label. Group called The Chain Reaction out of Yonkers, New York. And a tune called When I Needed You. And the kind of cool thing about that record, one of the co-writers of that particular song was Stephen Tallarico. Does that name ring a bell? Stephen Tallarico? Maybe, maybe not. Of course, he later became known as Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Yes, an early band for Steven Tyler. Once again, The Chain Reaction, When I Needed You on the Date record label. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Yes, you need me? Well, you got me. Dave the Rave, your record geek.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Got me, that's for sure. Captive right here in the No Static Attic. The Kinks, and you really got me. And uh-oh, they're coming to take me away, I think. Here they come. They're closing in on me. If they don't take away my records, hope I can get a big old sell with all my records. Yes, cool instrumental closing out the program, that's for sure. Love this particular. This group made a lot of really cool records, they did. Eddie and the Showmen and a tune called Squad Car came out on the Liberty record label. That's going to do it for my Relics Rarity show. I'm out of time. And the next disc jockey is looking at me saying, Dave the Rave, move your records. Let me take over the air chair. All right, I understand. But I'll be back next week, so I hope you'll join me next week because I had a blast. We always have fun on the Relics Rarity show, playing those cool hits and those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Even if the cops trying to take me away. You can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And if you've got a lost 45, a comment on the show, or want to play the Mystery Oldie game, call me up, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.